McDonald Max Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Breniser Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, Bykerth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weirs Gallup Plumbing, Heating, and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's the voice of the Max, Mark Alverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
And thank you, Paul Anthony, along with the McDonald's Senior Carter Grill. I'm Mark Alverson, the press box here at Duray Field, where the Chi-High Cardinal football team took it to Eau Claire North 42-14 last night. We'll have other scores for you later in the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. Carter, you've been to the last two games. I last saw you the win over Greenwood 62-8, but since then McDonald loses at Thorpe 50-27, and they lose at home to Owen Withy 44-25 last Friday night. Your thoughts on those last two games?
Well, I think that you get more people coming in, and you just have a bigger running game. Those teams are a lot more physical than we see Greenwood coming in to start the season, and may have took us by surprise. Definitely took us by surprise. But Thorpe's a really great team. Honestly, I expected a close game, but.
But the Max, the big thing, we'll hear it in Mark Maloney later in the pregame interview. The fact is that the biggest thing, that's the offense is okay, but it's the defense got to stop the run, and that's probably the headline from those two losses, right?
Yep. The run definitely killed us there.
Meanwhile, for the Bruce Red Raiders, they had a season-opening win like the Max, 40-36 over Alma Center Lincoln, but then get blanked by a very talented Gilman team, 48-zip. And last Thursday night, they lost at home to Athens 30-8. So both teams come in 1-2. It's homecoming and the home opener, at least for the conference play for McDonald, but the conference opener. So homecoming and the conference opener for these two squads. When you look at the CWC West, Prairie Farm and Lake Holcomb lead the way at 1-0. New Auburn and Cornell bringing up the rear at 0-1, but you got Bruce and McDonald getting their first conference games in today. We'll take a 3-minute timeout and come back and hear from the head coach of Bruce and later Coach Maloney. It's the Culver's Kickoff Show on WOGO Sports.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives easier. And that's why, when you shop at Hy-Vee, you won't need to compare prices at other stores, because we've done the comparing for you. Just look for the yellow Compare and Save signs when you shop the aisles to see how low our prices are on all of your favorite grocery items, from fresh produce and meat to dairy and frozen foods. Your wallet will thank you when you shop at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait.
Why go play?
Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Max pregame on FM 103.1 at WOGO.com, the Culver's kickoff show. And we've got Woody Keeble with us, head coach of Bruce. You come in here 1-2. Give us kind of an overview of the season so far.
Well, we're starting to do some things really well and learning from our mistakes. You know, we're a young team overall. We have a lot of sophomores playing. But once we put everything together, today would be a great day to do that. We feel like we're competitive and you know, ran into a buzzsaw with Gilman, and Athens was a strong team again. But again today, the Max will be tough. But we've improved every week, had a good week of practice, so we're looking forward to a positive, competitive game today.
Similar to McDonald, won that first game and then two defeats since then.
Yeah, you know, and you got to kind of work through to get over that hump and, you know, fix some mistakes, but yet play faster, play with more desire. Not worried about making mistakes. That's what a lot of high school young kids do. They worry about making mistakes. Just go out, play, have a good time, play for your teammates, play for your school, make things happen, and good things will come of it.
First conference game of the year for UN McDonald.
Yeah. I don't think we opened with McDonald last year, but it's a big deal because if you want to compete in conference, you got to go through it undefeated or at least one loss in order to, I feel like, to make the playoffs. So this is a big game for both teams. McDonald, you know, a lot of kids, a lot of athletic kids. They can move the ball around. Good defense, well coached. So we'll have our hands full, but we're looking forward to the opportunity today.
Help me out at quarterback. I've seen that both Nijhagen and Popowicz have double-digit passes.
Yes, they. We kind of two platoon that there. We have another one. Andrew Frederick will go there. You know, we do a little bit of the spin, and then we do a lot of spread stuff. So we go with a hot hand and trying to get the ball in some athletic kids' hands, and our line's been doing a good job. So, you know, we go with a hot hand, but we're not afraid to use any of the three of them.
And finally, what about defending McDonald?
They're tough. They have fast kids. They have multiple formations. Our kids, obviously, through a week of practice, are comfortable with it, understand it, but it's a little different when you're live in the game and you got to make plays. But they're balanced. They're always well coached, and they have some athletes. They have some fast kids, so we'll have to gang tackle and hopefully create some turnovers on defense and turn it into a positive for us on offense.
All right, Coach, we wish you the best. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, Woody Keeble, head coach of Bruce, back with head coach of the Max, Mark Maloney, coming up, WOGO Sports.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wirzgala.com. Wirzgala Company.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef.
It's delicious.
That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Culver's kickoff show on FM 103.1 at WOGO.com. Mark Maloney with us, head of the conference home opener here against Bruce today, Coach.
Yes, you know, this is going to be a great game. It's homecoming. It's 1 o'clock. It's a beautiful day. The rains have held off. So we're hoping we can get at these guys. And again, we had some really, really good, tough games against Thorpe and Owen Withy to prepare us for these guys. So I'm hoping our kids are ready.
Looking at the numbers, didn't see the game, but it seems teams are really racking up the yards on the ground against you.
Oh, we have. You know, I mean, it seems like, we got to stop that run. And this is a run-oriented team also. So we've been working on the defensive end of it. But again, last week against Owen Withy, who has a really good team, they run a good trap. Terry Lobby does a great job over there. And I thought our kids did a really good job defensively, making some big hits. And if that can carry over to this week, I think we're going to be okay.
What about the health status, injury status of the club?
Well, we're back at everybody 100%. We're missing one person that was gone today, and Zach Hunt, he's a sophomore. Evan Eckes is still kind of nursing his ankle a little bit, so he's not going to be seeing a whole lot of action on offense, but he wants to play a little bit of defense, and we're hoping his ankle holds up for that.
Mm-hmm. And then Bruce goes with as many as three quarterbacks.
Well, yeah, they're pretty diversified there. But again, they're run-oriented, you know, so they don't throw the ball a whole lot. So we just got to be able to stop the run.
Mm. And so, again, the key today, yeah, stopping that run and keeping that offense going. You've been able to still score some points against Thorpe and Owen Withy, but it's trying to limit the opposition.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, offensively, our stats are right there. I mean, we're pretty balanced there with right around 200 yards passing and 200 yards rushing for each of those games. And, you know, now if we can keep those guys off the scoreboard, I think we're going to be okay again.
A lot of incentive today. Hope to talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Mark.
Head coach Mark Maloney getting ready for this one. Bruce and McDonald on the Max Homecoming. Come next on the Culver's Kickoff Show on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
The Medicine Shop presents Ways Life Has Become Easier. Our horse-drawn carriages became SUVs. Airmail became email. And instead of waiting in line for prescriptions, we now have free local delivery from The Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop, making your life easier with free local delivery. Transfer your prescriptions to The Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonnell difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Mark Halverson, Carter Grill, back at DeRay Field on homecoming. It's a beautiful Saturday for football in the fall on WOGO Sports. And we've got Ezra Van Dyke manning the controls back at our WOGO studio. Last night, out of this press box, Caleb Swenson and Alan Dunham calling a Chahai 42-14 win over Eau Claire North. Next up, we've got Chahai and New Richmond on Friday night at New Richmond. That's a 6:35 pregame. Here on WOGO. Elsewhere in the BRC last night, River Falls over Eau Claire Memorial 13-9. Hudson beat Menominee 21-7. Elsewhere here on the Culver's kickoff show, New Richmond downing Superior 28-18. Tough year for Superior. West Salem in the Cooley Conference action taking it to Altoona 55-12. Cloverbelt Conference play, Eau Claire Regis 42-7 over Durand, Arkansas. Fall Creek 27-12 over Nielsville, Granton. Mondovia 35-2 winner over Stanley Boyd. Elk Mound beat Osseo Fairchild 15-0 in the Dairyland. Pepinalmo over Augusta 45-36. The Eagles now 5-0. Meanwhile, Independence Gilmanton over Oliva Strum 19-12. Cochran Fountain City turned back Melrose Mindoro 40-22. Blair Taylor beat Whitehall 43-20. In the Dunn St. Croix last night, Cadott over Elmwood Plum City 21-8. Boyceville over Turtle Lake 20-6. Glenwood City beat Clear Lake 26-14. Spring Valley over Colfax 54-6. In the heart of the North, Northwestern 40-3 over Cameron. Bloomer, a 34-7 win over Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. Cumberland shut out Barron 56-0. St. Croix Falls over Spooner 45-14. In the Lakeland, Ladysmith 44-38 in a shootout over Hurley. In the middle border, Baldwin-Woodville outscores Rice Lake 33-26 in overtime. Ellsworth turned back Somerset 46-6. Osceola over Amory 34-28. St. Croix Central beat Prescott 35-3. In eight-man football last night, Prairie Farm over Cornell 48-6. And, of course, that going on right here in conference play. So Prairie Farm atop the conference with Lake Holcomb. Also, Gilman, a 65-0 win over the Greenwood team we saw to start the season. So a little taste of last night. But as we look at the clock tick down here a little bit, we'll get to later here on the Culver's Kickoff Show, the Toyson Ford keys to the game. But, again, Carter Grill, you've seen this McDonald team the last 2 weeks. I mean, Greenwood's taking that in the chin every week. And so for McDonald, it's going to start on the defense, right, against a run-oriented team in Bruce. And McDonald's been getting gashed and bashed on the ground in their losses to Thorpe and Owen Withy.
Exactly, yeah. I feel like, especially in this conference, we get a lot of running teams. We don't get a lot of passing teams, so that's where our defense mostly got to focus on.
And for Bruce, I mean, as you look at the leading ground gainers, they're the quarterbacks. I mean, you've got multiple guys, even three that they'll employ under center out of the shotgun, if you will, the pistol. But Levi Nyhagen, it starts with him. He's their leading ground gainer, 50 carries for 287 yards at 5.7 a crack. Then you got Ryan Popowicz as well. He is a junior quarterback. And he, in fact, has 31 carries for 127 yards at 4.1 a pop. And the fourth running back, also Andrew Frederick, out of that quarterback position, 24 carries for 112 yards, 4.7 a carry. And he's got four touchdowns, so they like him around the end zone. And so Harold Garcia, also a ball carrier. Garcia, number 12, is a halfback. But a lot of their running coming out of that quarterback position for the Macs here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
This afternoon, I should say. So what about McDonald when the Macs have the football? Again, you've heard Coach Maloney say that they've been pretty balanced in terms of their rushing and receiving. But you wanted to point out Dale Tetrault here.
So I was told before
27 catches for 390 yards, 14.4 per catch.
Yeah, I was told that Dale is six catches away from breaking the McDonald career receiving record.
And there's been some fantastic receivers down through the years. I go back to the late 80s, McDonald in Wissa even, going and playing Marquette back in the day. So some great quarterbacks, some great receivers, and that just is what a testimony to his wonderful receiving abilities as he really stands out.
Yeah,
27 catches. The sophomore, David Anderson, 10 catches, 239 yards at 23.9 per reception. Meanwhile, on the ground, Dawson Moulton's the guy, 34 carries for 249 yards, averaging more than seven a carry. Eckes, though, kind of beat up, 18 carries, 187 yards. Yes, he's averaging more than 10 yards a carry, but it sounds like he's going to go defense and not offense today.
Yeah, that's what I've been kind of hearing. But if they can get Dawson Moulton consistently running the ball, I mean, I feel like that's going to be a really good step for him because he's a freshman. So, I mean, see what he can do.
Absolutely. So, Max football here on WOGO during the Culver's kickoff show. Let's go to the Tyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Tyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Keys to the game today, Carter Grill, high school senior at McDonald. What would you say?
Definitely stopping the run.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. I mean, you got to do that.
Right. And that's been a problem the last 2 weeks in those consecutive games that McDonald has lost. Both by a score of 50-27 at Thorpe and at home to Owen Withy last Friday night, losing to Owen Withy 44-25. So the Macs looking to start the conference season 1-0 on a homecoming Saturday afternoon, and that is the Tyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Tyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll take our final break before kickoff. The Macs and Bruce coming next on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Two 1-2 teams squared off this afternoon. McDonald dressed in their blue with the gold numerals and lettering and white pants, and the visiting Bruce Red Raiders in their red helmets and white jerseys with the red numerals and lettering and some
grayish silver pants.
Yeah, grayish pants. There you go. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill, good to have you aboard here on WOGO after a Chihai win 42-14 over Eau Claire North last night. Hey, give yourself a cost of living increase. Barry Global's opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 an hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at barryglobal.com/careers. That's barryglobal.com/careers. And the Max, that's midfield. I have not heard yet in terms of who's kicking and who's receiving in this eight-man football game. Have you, Carter?
I have not.
All right. Coach Mark Maloney returning to Max football this year, the eight-man variety, winning that first game overwhelmingly at Greenwood. Greenwood's really had some lopsided games here 4 games into the season. And the Max returning to the sidelines. Coach Maloney. Again, we've got this one for you today. And then Chihai at New Richmond Friday night. And then we're back with Max football on Thursday night, September 29th. New Auburn coming to DeRay. And that'll be a 6:35 pregame as well. But an afternoon game here this afternoon. And glad to bring it your way. Ezra Van Dyke back manning the controls. And
it looks like McDonald is going to kick off.
Okay, so Bruce is off to our right as we're in the press box. And so McDonald will be to our left. And, yeah, we do have, looks like number 16 for Bruce is back. Levi Nyhagen, again, he's the quarterback. Don't be fooled, he's their leading ground gainer. And
apparently he receives kickoffs, too.
There you go.
What doesn't he do?
It's eight-man high school football. So you find your most talented athlete and say, go do as many things as possible. All right, about ready to go.
And we're off.
And there's the boot. And that is number six, Will Fritz, who kicks it. And it's going to roll out of bounds, actually. And the Max will get penalized right out of the gate. And so we're underway on WOGO Sports. Mark Halverson and Carter Grill, good to have you with us here on WOGO. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. All right, are they going to kick it again? Are they going to?
It looks like, they're going to. Looks like they're setting up to
take
kick
it 5
again.
Yards back. So yep. They could have taken it the field position, but McDonald will boot it again. And again, we'll get.
Let's redo this thing.
Will Fritz, senior for the Max, from the 35-yard line this time. And Levi Nyhagen, number 16, still back deep. Nyhagen, just a sophomore, and Popowicz, a junior. So sophomore and junior, their main two quarterbacks. Here we go. Fritz, there's the right-footed boot, and it's going to get to about the 30-yard line. It's going to bounce, and Nyhagen's going to pick it up about the 29. He's going to advance his way to about the 36, where it'll be first and 10. Bruce going right to left. All right, so we expect Nyhagen, 16, to be the quarterback here, and that is the case. It's the sophomore, but again, their leading ground gainer on the season. From the 36-yard line, first and 10 for Bruce. From the pistol, Nijhagen, two runners to his left. He'll take it, and he's going to certainly put his head down and run, and that's the stat sheet would reveal that, and gets maybe two. What do you think, Carter?
I'd say that looks like it's 22 that ran that.
Ah, okay. There's the change at Popowich that time.
Yeah, it looks like 22 is the Popowich is going to be the quarterback.
They're going to alternate it.
Yep.
And so you're right. So they're going to start Popowich, even though Nijhagen.
Hey.
So an interesting formation. Two wingbacks, right and left. And Popowich from the pistol is going to take it. And the handoff is going to go to Nijhagen. And Nijhagen behind the line of scrimmage. And great penetration by the Max. Brady Rubenzer, the senior linebacker. And Rubenzer for a loss of three on the play, and it sets up third and 11. And so Nijhagen losing the three, but how about that Brady Rubenzer? There's that tough defense we're looking for.
Exactly.
As we're on FM 103.1, WOGO.com, AM 680, and Max TV. And who do we need to thank who helped us get the broadcast on?
Val.
Thank you, Val.
Who works at McDonald.
All right, and Popowich now from the pistol. He'll take it, fake it to Nijhagen, and then keep it... hand it off to another runner who's going to lose big yards, and that's Andrew Frederick who loses. And so Frederick loses it back to the 34-yard line, so a loss of one for Frederick, setting up a fourth and 12. Started at the 36, they're back to the 34. Again, it's weird when you've got three different guys that go from the quarterback position, and some of them are really your running backs,
exactly,
too.
Exactly, yeah.
But it's fourth and 12, a seeming punting situation. And McDonald with the return man, it looks like Tetrault back deep.
Yep.
And Dale Tetrault, the talented senior, we said comes in with 27 catches, six shy of the school record. There's the left-footed punt from Aaron Lloyd, and it bounces out of bounds at the 39 of McDonald. So do the math, a 16, 27-yard punt, and the Macs take over. In a scoreless game, 10 minutes to go, first period. Mark Halverson and Carter Grill on WOGO Sports. Look forward to the, stick with us for the Hy-Vee halftime show. Stats and highlights and more, any other scores we've got. And later on, the post-glass and mirror post-game show and the Holly Bovee names, you know, stats recap. But right now, Grant Smiske, the talented sophomore. See his mom down here and dad and family support. Grant. Hand off left side, and right away pounding, and for a first down, the Max goes smashing Dawson Moulton.
Oh, yeah. Like they said, they're not going to really put in Evan this game, mostly defense, so it's good to see that the freshman's getting reps.
So number 32, Moulton, and as you pointed out, that kid's just a freshman. Wow.
Yeah.
12-yard run and a first down.
I'm sure he's learned a couple little running back tips from his brother, Landon, who just graduated last year.
All right, McDonald now, first and 10 from the 49 of Bruce as they go left to right. And the handoff again, pounding for about a 9-yard gain.
Looks like number 9 was the ball carrier there.
Yeah, and that is Daniel Fritz, the fullback, sophomore. Fritz on the carry, and good to change it up there, and a gain of 9 for Fritz.
Second down, got to be like 1.
Second and 1, and the Max really... pounding into that defense right now. Second and, boy, I love the call of play on second and short like this for McDonald. I formation, under center. Smiske, the sophomore, back to pass, five-step drop, looks, fires, he's got a receiver, caught. Anderson's going to take it on the left side. The 10, he's still going all the way in, and touchdown.
Did he step out?
Yeah. Did he step out of bounds?
It looked like he stopped running.
They're going to say the 1-yard line?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Well, it looked like he stopped running at, like, before he even got into the end zone, so I didn't know what was going on there, but.
39-yard hookup to Anderson, and the Macs are in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. The Macs going to come to the line of scrimmage now.
Hustling.
First and goal, they're going to say from the 2, so make it a 38-yard play. But tackle behind the scrimmage for a big loss, Grant Smiske, and that was big number 83, Jake Tome, in on the tackle. Tome is a senior linebacker. So make it a 38-yard pass, But, again, outstanding play from Smiski on the previous as the Max got their second first down, but a big loss that time.
Loss of five, it looks like, what they marked it as.
You're going to say from the six, so loss of four, but still, for sure. Yeah. Sack minus four for Grant Smiski, and so now picking it up from the six-yard line. And Smiski, the quick pass on the left side, and he's got Tetral. Tetral trying to shake free, but nothing doing. And a good job by the Bruce red zone defense again here in the Johnson Roloff red zone. And I want to catch the, looked like 17 that time with the defense. Yeah. 17 is Ronan Garcia. Good job on the defense that time. So a catch, but a loss of one, completed for minus one. And so now Smiski again under center. I formation behind him. He'll roll to the right side. Possible. Now he's going to look. He's got his receiver. Oh, drop. Bobble.
No.
No, incomplete. Oh. Tetral bobbling it and then went out of bounds. And so it's going to set up a fourth and goal from the seven for the Max. So an incomplete pass after the first pass to Tetral completed for a loss of one. But that one goes incomplete. A little bit of a bobble there, exactly. Carter.
Yeah, I actually wasn't expecting that. He was wide open. I'm surprised he didn't make that catch. But
I like the play, you know, faking it to the left and then kind of a bootleg situation running to the near side.
Yeah. We'll see what they come out with fourth down.
Fourth and goal from the seven. And so the Max had got to the two-yard line but have been backed up since then. I formation. Under center, it's Grant Smiski, the sophomore. He's going to pitch at the left side. This is going to be Dawson Moulton into the end zone. No problem. And the Max go up 6-0 with 7.5 minutes to go first quarter. How about it, Carter?
Oh, yeah. As a freshman doing that, I mean, that's pretty impressive. Now we got Allie coming in for the extra point, too.
And, again, they made it look so easy. And on that particular play, you know, the previous plays from the two, they got backed up. And there's the boot, and it's through. 7-0 Max, back with a moment with the kickoff. Max leading over Bruce on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
An exciting start to this game as McDonald, the 38-yard connection from Smiski to David Anderson, setting up a touchdown. But those previous plays, Carter Grill, I mean, Smiski gets sacked for a loss of four, a completion minus one, an incompletion. But then Dawson Moulton made it, and the offensive line made it look easy.
Exactly, yeah. Give credit to Bruce's defense, though. That was a great one-yard stand there.
Yes.
One little wrong thing could have just put in the end zone right away.
We were able to use the Johnson Roloff red zone right away because the previous game, so many, there were long scores and from outside of the red zone. All right, yeah. Fritz is going to be the kicker again with Bruce fielding it and running it from right to left. Nyhagen is back deep, and it's going to hit about the 29. He's going to field it about the 25 and make it to the 30, and that's all before Mac defenders wrap him up, including number 28, Alan Minen, the sophomore for the Max. Just getting going here. 7:26 to go first quarter. If you're in Chippewa, come on out. I've had a hot dog. It was delish. And go with the water here throughout the broadcast from the 30-yard line. All right. And now, again, you never know where they're going to go with it. Quarterback, I think it's going to be 22 Popovich again. Popovich is going to take it on the pistol. He's going to, but gets smothered by the Mac defense. And that's number 21, Evan Eckes, again, playing defense. Daniel Fritz also, but good penetration.
Exactly. We got through the line right away. That was very impressive.
And, again, the 30 was the original line of scrimmage, but a loss of five. So Popovich now two carries for minus 3 yards on the day. Again, Bruce largely running the ball, but with multiple quarterbacks. And Popovich so far kind of out of that pistol with two wings to the right side. He's going to take the low snap, run it immediately off to the right side to the 30, and gets passed to about the 32-yard line. He's wrapped up there. I didn't quite catch the defender for sure. But
I didn't see.
I thought it might have been Brady Rubenzer over there. Yeah, Brady Rubenzer was. So, but a good gain that time. He was just determined to run right away.
Yeah.
We're going to call it the 31 or the 32, you think?
Says 32. Yes.
We'll go with the scoreboard. Gain of seven. So three carries for 4 yards for Popovich. Third down and eight. Now they need to get to the 40, going right to left. Bruce trailing 7-0 to the max. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill in the call. Low snap, Popovich, and trying to hand it off, but nothing doing. That loss of three. A lot of great penetration for the max as number 12, Harold Garcia, on the call there. And they're going to put it at the 30, so a loss of two on the play, but it's fourth and 10.
Exactly.
Obvious punting situation. And the clock ticking inside of 6.5 to go first quarter, and so the Max Dale Tetrault is not back too deep. He's only back to about the 46. They act like they think maybe Bruce is going to try something. Is it Nyhagen for the – no, and Nyhagen tags the center, and now the left-footed punt. And Tetrault's going to see it go near the far sideline and take a bounce back to about the 36 or so, where it gets downed by Bruce number 83, Jake Tome. So Max taking over, leading 7-0. Chance to really start to open this thing up here, Carter.
Yep. I think, and that's the goal right now, is just to get put all the scores on them and see what they can respond with.
Coach Mark Maloney and his Max would love to get back in the winner's column again after those two tough losses at Thorpe and at home to Owen Withy. From the 36 now, McDonald Smiski under center, eye formation behind him. He's going to take it himself, rolling to the right side, ball tucked under, looking now. They're able to dodge the rush and running on the left side. Boy, Smiski's spin move gets to about the 41 or so. After that original line of scrimmage of the 36, so a gain of five for Grant Smiski. Doesn't run the ball a ton, but very talented athlete. Gain of five for the sophomore. Second and five for the Max. Give yourself a cost of living increase. Barry Global's opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 an hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at barryglobal.com/careers. Smiski again out of that I formation, pitching to Moulton on the near side, running, and he's going to hesitate, move ahead past the 45, out near the 49, and enough for the first down, seemingly. We'll see where they mark it. Yep, moving the chains and keeping it going from the 41 to the 49, a gain of eight. So Moulton off to a great start, 27 yards on three carries, 9-yard average.
Yeah, it's not bad.
For the freshman, Dawson Moulton. And so that's the Max third first down of the day. And there's a happy fan. All right. From the 49, handoff, pound it with Fritz right up the middle. And again, good change of pace with Fritz, the fullback, right?
That's Brady Rubenzer that ran.
You're right, Brady Rubenzer. And so that's kind of good to remember. In the first game, Brady was not getting in on the offense either. And, of course, he checked his offensive numbers for the year, but running that, a gain of three, they're going to say. And the Max taking over. And the handoff left side. And this is going to be Moulton. Moulton the 40, the 35, the 30. And he's dragged down at about the 27-yard line. And another McDonald first down, their fourth of the first half. And a big gain that time. As after the initial three-yard run earlier by Rubenzer, he takes it from the 48 down to the 27, a 21-yard run for Moulton. He's just piling up the numbers. This is like math class. Carries, 48 yards, 12-yard average now.
He got hit right off the line, too, and he just kept the feet going, kept rolling.
The freshman's having his way. Smiski, spin, comes to the right side. Looks, he's got a receiver. There's the catch. Anderson inside the 10, down to about the 5. No, Tetrault. I saw 8, but I thought it was a 0, but it was a 9, 89. So Tetrault, his second catch of the day. We said six catches away from tying or beating.
That is, so five to tie, I assume, okay. And then six to break.
All right. But a holding call is going to bring it all back for McDonald. No first down and no catch for Tetrault either.
Ooh.
With 4:22 to go first quarter, and McDonald ahead 7-0, trying to expand the lead to a more comfortable 14-zip. So the line of scrimmage has been the 27. And they do it from the point of infraction, as the referee will mark it off. And all the way back to 39 or so. So it really serves as a 12-yard penalty. Maxit had a 5-yard penalty earlier on a kickoff. And so that's 17 yards in penalties. And the Max now first and 22 from the 39. Smisky, three-step drop, fires. He's got Tetrault. He's going to run it into the middle of the field to the 25. And a gain of 14, second catch for Tetrault on the day.
No flags, it counts.
Yeah, there you
again,
go.
Again, a little closer.
Yeah, and so to the 25-yard line, the clock ticking for 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter, and McDonald had been at the 27, so make it second down and 8. So a nice 12-yard, well, it was a 14-yard play because it was first and 22.
Yep.
All right, McDonald now with I formation right behind the quarterback Smisky under center, handoff Moulton, the freshman. He's going to run his way to the 15. He's got the first down. And a good run from Smisky of about 11 yards. And it gets him to the 15. Moulton takes him 59. Boy, just racking up the yards on the ground. Fifth first down for the Max. Into the Johnson Roll-Off red zone. Yet again, Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Smisky under center again. I formation behind him. Moulton the tailback. Three-step drop. He's going to try to scramble. He's thinking about running. That's about all he can do. Receiver's covered. He gets maybe a yard on the play. What do you think?
I'd say.
Yeah. So second down. Boy, again, Bruce, they may bend, but in that red zone, they're tough.
Exactly, yeah. It's tough to tell what defense they're in, but they have people spread out all over the field.
I'm going to call it a gain of one.
Yeah.
Than they did on the clock. Second and 9 from the 14. Exciting high school football here. Trying to make it a big winning weekend for the city of Chippewa Falls as the Cards taking Eau Claire North on this very field last night, 42-14. As the Huskies had, won a conference game for the first time in a long time a week ago over Superior. All right, Grant Smisky leads the charges. Under center, I formation behind him. Right away.
He dropped it
incomplete.
Again.
Yeah, it was, I think, Tetrault, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Tetrault on his hands, but couldn't pull it in. Defender was right on him, though. You got to credit number 22 that time. Popovich was right there. So now it's a 3rd and 9. Again, that Bruce red zone
exactly,
defense, Carter.
Yeah. For some reason, they just toughen up in the red zone. Don't really allow our offense to do their thing.
Well, that's a good sign. You see it in the college and pro level as well. Defenses that can bend, but are they tough when it comes to the scoring opportunities here in the Johnson Roll-Off red zone for the Max? Second runner through Moulton. He's going to pound his way, gets down to about the 7 or so, and he still is going to be short of the first down. He needed to get all the way to the 5, and they're going to mark it at the 7 of the 8-yard line, and it'll be 4th down for the Max. So, again, they're going to say 4th and 3 from the 8, so it was a gain of 6 for Moulton, and that creates the 4th down situation. McDonald, 4th and 3 from the 8-yard line. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill on the call. Grant Smisky, the sophomore quarterback under center. Smisky hands it off to Moulton on the left side, and he is going to be, he got the first down, I believe.
It looks like it.
Yeah.
Yep.
First and goal
yep.
from the 4. So there's McDonald's 6th first down, a gain of 4 for Dawson Moulton. And again, what a afternoon. 7 carries for 69 yards for Dawson. He's got that 100 yards in sight, doesn't
he? And another red zone for you, too.
That's right. The Johnson Roll-Off just kind of milking the red zone today. Yeah. After all those long, I'm not going to complain about long gainer touchdowns. Here we go. Right away, a quick count. And Grant Smisky going to take it himself and get smothered in the backfield.
Flag on the play on the far side.
So it was Grant. He maybe got back to the line of scrimmage at the 4. Now they're saying the 9. Is it?
False start. Looks like on Max.
I don't think that's accurate. I think it was the 4. I think they're misreading that. But okay, so it's against McDonald. So the McDonald Max get their 3rd penalty of the day, and 22 yards and 3 penalties. The one area Bruce is winning is in the penalty area
exactly,
where they don't have anything so far. All right, so then the scoreboard operator was correct in saying not on the run, but based on the penalty back to the 9. So first and goal from the 9 for the Max. First and goal from the 9. Don't forget, at halftime, we'll have highlights and stats. Our Hy-Vee halftime show. Grant Smisky under center. Pitch out right side. Coming in the near side. Dawson Moulton, the freshman, at the 10. Cutting into the defense at about the 7. But gang tackled, and that's what the Bruce coach had said they'd have to do. And there's a couple of them there. Seeing Spencer Hotamaki and 22 Ryan Popowicz. And what do we get for a gain? It's going to be
like
a 5.
Yeah,
so a gain of 4 for Moulton, up to 73 yards running just in the first quarter. If you multiply that out through 4 quarters, that's more than 200. That's 292 yards.
That's nuts.
This is like I'm running a high school football math class. Pitch out.
Another one.
Far side. Dawson Moulton sees the end zone. He's going to get there for a touchdown. And with 49 seconds to go in the first quarter, Dawson Moulton, the freshman, gets his second scoring run of this first period, putting the Max up 13-0.
He has both of our touchdowns this today, right?
He does.
Yeah.
So a 5-yard run gives him 78 yards running in the first quarter. That was 5 yards. There's the boot, and it is through. Allie Ferguson, there you go. 2 for 2 on the extra points. Max lead it 14-0 on WDOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Nothing. McDonald leading Bruce. It's Max homecoming on this Saturday afternoon on FM 103.1, AM 680, and WDOGO.com, as well as Max TV. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill. How about it, Carter?
Oh, you know, homecoming week, it's always something special.
And it's only the first quarter, but some good highlights to look forward to at halftime of Dawson Moulton. 2 touchdown runs, 1 of 7, 1 of 5 yards.
You know, Dawson came prepared to show out in front of the home crowd today.
Yeah. Well, he's got a bright future, huh? Just a freshman, but racking up 78 yards just in the first quarter for the Max. And there's the boot from Fritz and the far side, and it's hopefully going to stay in bounds and recovered, it looked like, by McDonald.
Yeah.
And it looked like David Anderson was down
there. Yeah, David Anderson recovered it.
So Bruce just a little lazy, kind of just letting it, and wondering if it was going to go to bounds. But David Anderson, the sophomore, speedy, heads up, recovers it for McDonald in a long, like 30-yard onside kick.
Yeah, you don't see that every day.
Wow.
Special teams, if it's not a purposeful sidekick, they recover that ball.
Outstanding. So the Max get the ball leading 14-0. And Grant Smisky coming up under center with the I formation behind him, Fritz and the tailback Moulton. Running to the right side, Smisky. Now he's got rushers. He's able to shake him. The 30, the 25, still on his feet along the sideline. And where did he step out of bounds? They're saying around the 23-yard line. So a gain of 7 for Grant Smisky. Running a little more than usual today.
Exactly, yeah. I don't know if that's just with problem with our line or protection-wise, but...
Well, it looks like, you know, that he tucked it in.
Yeah.
It looked like he had running in mind. And ultimately, again, talented athlete. And, again, multifaceted. He can certainly throw it and run it. And why not?
Yep.
It's a double threat. I formation behind Smisky under center. He'll fake it. Spin to the left side. Smisky looking. Tough to throw that way. Tetrall diving. Got it. Inside the 10-yard line. Dale Tetrall with his 3rd catch of the day. And going from the 23 down to, it looked like a gain of 14 as the Max get their 7th first down. Bruce has yet to have a first down, Carter.
Yep.
Are you going to say the 10 or the 9? Looks like the 10. So
yeah.
A gain of 13. 3 catches for 26 for Tetrell.
32 seconds left.
And the Max with their seventh first down already here in this first quarter. Yeah, clock inside of 25 and running now. Smiski from the 10-yard line. Says first and goal from the 10. I'm not sure they can get a first down. I don't think so. Oh, there's the run into the end zone. Touchdown.
Another one.
Dawson Moulton ran to the right side and then headed it upfield, and there was nothing but daylight, and he's got his third score of the first quarter. And this one comes with 14.6 left in the first quarter. And he has 88 yards and three touchdowns in the first period.
We know who came to play today.
Yeah. There's Allie's boot, and it is
good.
21-0, Max. Back with the kickoff in a minute on WOGO Sports.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
The Max again getting into that Johnson roll-off red zone, and on the catch by Dale Tetrault, the senior, his third grab of the day. We're told if he gets his fifth catch, he would tie the school record for receptions and beat it with his sixth, and that one is going to be a kickoff out of bounds by Fritz on the 25-yard line or so of Bruce, and let's see what they will they just take the penalty and take the ball or make McDonald kick it again. Waning moments of the first quarter, 14.6 seconds left in period number one. Looks like they may take it.
Yeah, I'd say if with their last little hiccup from special teams, I'd say just take it.
But their offense, trouble getting on track. I mean, you've got McDonald, seven first downs and three touchdowns on the ground, and Bruce, not even a first down.
Exactly. But our defense definitely has been a lot better today than it has been the past 2 days.
But with all due respect, I mean, Bruce on the ground, not quite the team that, Thorpe and Owen with you.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Right. They're not as physical as of a team.
And that's McDonald next week has Cornell. Loser Prairie Farm last night. All right, the Max on defense now as they go from the pistol, and the Lowich is going to take right side, and he's going to get smothered for a loss. Again, the 35 is the line of scrimmage, and he's going to make it to about the 32. And Rubens are on the tackle. Popowich is his name, and he had 4 yards rushing before that.
Flag on Bruce, it looks like. I didn't catch what it was.
All right, so it's a loss of three. Let's see what the McDonald, they're having fun out there. I mean, not only offense, they're having fun on defense, too.
Exactly.
And so from the 32 now, it's a second and 13. Popowich, the junior quarterback. They run it a lot. They have not thrown it at all. And maybe that'll change right here. Popowich to the air, incomplete pass. He intended it for number nine, Spencer Hadamaki. And the first quarter lingers on with 7.4 seconds left in it. I don't know after that running play how we... All right, anyhow, 21-0 McDonald. And it's third and 13 for Bruce. Third and 13 for Bruce from their own 32 going right to left. Popowich the quarterback, the junior. That was his first pass of the day. He'll take this one, fake it, and then he's going to dump one off to a big, tall receiver who's going to lumber his way to midfield. The 45, the 40, still going, and finally pushed out of bounds. And that was big number 83, Jake Tome, the tight end. And he was their leading receiver coming into this game. So from the 32, he goes all the way to the McDonald 39-yard line, so a 29-yard pass play ends the first quarter Max leading 21-0. Bruce at the McDonald 39 when we continue on WOGO Sports.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com. Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
All right, as we head to the second quarter, 21-0 McDonald, and we switch directions. Bruce going left to right after a 29-yard pass play from Popovich to Jake Tome, their number one receiver, big, tall tight end. And now Popovich is going to run it himself out of the pistol, and he's going to go from the 39 to about the 37. And tackle that time for the Max going to number six, Will Fritz.
Yeah, we'll see if that big play gives Bruce some energy. And
we got to mix in some pass, right?
Exactly, I mean,
again, McDonald has at least some pass mixing in. I mean, you want to have that well balanced. And, again, I know Bruce leans, but if the running's not working, you got to try something else.
Exactly.
All right, second down at 8 from the 37. Bruce going left to right. The white uniforms, red helmets, red numeraling, and numerals and letter. There's a
bobble,
yeah, loose ball on the field at about the 39-yard line. And initial indication is McDonald got the fumble. And it was fumbled initially a little bit. The snap wasn't great. And then Popovich trying to hand it off to the ball carrier. They fumble. So fumble lost. And the Max take over. And that's their second turnover, really, because of the kickoff situation. So the Max take over at their own 39, 61 yards from pay dirt. And Smisky hands it off. Moulton pounding into that line all the way to the 46 or 47-yard line, a gain of 8 on first down. So second quarter action, and Bruce losing a fumble. And to the 47, so a gain of 8. That's 96 yards running now for our freshman Dawson Moulton. For the Max, he's looking to go over 100 maybe on this one. Fake it. No, Smisky rolling to the right side. Looking down the field. He's got Tetrault. Tetrault to 35 and out of bounds at about the 34-yard line. So Tetrault on the 19-yard connection, his fourth of the day. He has 31 catches on the season, Carter.
Oh, yeah. He's an athlete. He'll get his catches throughout the game.
Four catches for 45 yards, and the Max get their eighth first down. Again, Bruce, to their credit, to get their first down last time.
Yep.
Smisky now under center. Pitch out. This is Moulton. He could go over 100 yards rushing to the 30-yard line, the 25, the 20, the 15. He could go spinning, finally dragged down at the 10-yard line. What a run by Dawson Moulton. 24 yards. He's got 120 on the day. And another McDonald first down. Inside of the 10, so they cannot get another first down, but they've got 9 in the first half.
And another red zone for you. This is
right.
They're just giving you red zones this week.
The Johnson roll-off red zone yet again. You're right. Grant Smisky under center. He'll tend it. Moulton again going to work him, the freshman workhorse, and he's going to get stopped. And there's the gang tackling that Bruce is in pursuit of today. A number of Bruce tacklers there, including Ronan Garcia, a junior linebacker. And so he had 120, maybe give him one on the play to the 9. 121 now. And count up the carries. 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 carries. Grant Smisky again from the 9-yard line. Pitch out right side, Moulton. The freshman looking, taking his time, dragging it out. Gets to about the six. Maybe a gain of three on the play as Smisky runs over to talk to Coach Mark Maloney and get some instructions on this big third and goal play. Max leading at 21-0. They're going to mark it at the five or the six. Let's see. It looks like the six or a gain of three. 14 carries for 124 for the freshman, Dawson Moulton. Again, Evan Eckes would be a key ball carrier, but still kind of dinged up. Is playing some defense, but not running today.
Yep.
All right, in the Johnson roll-off red zone now. Grant Smisky. Smisky fires one. He's got Tetrall. Tetrall's going to get into that end zone for a score. 27-0. McDonald with 9:17 to go in this first half. So Tetrall that time on the 6-yard touchdown pass.
And that ties the record,
it
right?
It does. You're right.
Yep, that ties it.
First touchdown pass of the day for Smisky as the first three had been on the ground. So Allie again to try to boot it through. And that one's going to be a little short off to the right. 27-0. Max lead it by four touchdowns. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
It's like a glass of ice-cold lemonade after mowing the lawn. Or a coworker greeting you with donuts on Monday morning.
You're a lifesaver.
Sometimes the little things make all the difference. So when you're choosing a pharmacy, choose one that gets the little things right. Your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacy in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. The best prices and price matching policy. Fast service and free same-day local delivery. Neighbors serving neighbors. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Max lead at 27-0, and again, taking advantage of some turnovers earlier, recovering a kick. It wasn't intended to be onside, but it was 30 yards down the field, and they went in for a score, and that was the third Dawson Moulton touchdown run. This time they go to the air, Grant Smisky to Dale Tetrault, and he ties the career record for most receptions. I don't have the exact number of those, but he had 27 on the season, 32 on the season now, and that's. But this is for his career.
Yep.
Do you know actually who he's tying?
I do not know the record for that.
Again, we've been some great receivers down through McDonald. And there's
a great boot
by Frelts all the way to the 5, the 4. And it's going to get to the 1-yard line. And trouble with it is the return man. And that's
Nyhagen. Three or four.
And I don't know the wind or what. I mean, this is a new direction. And Fritz just booting that 20 yards further than he had been. And Nyhagen just wasn't ready.
If he let that go in the end zone, they get it back at the 25.
But it, you know, it was dying at about the 1.
Yeah.
He was wishing it would have got in the end zone. So Bruce just cannot catch a break today. I mean, they've had that kickoff mistake, and then they had the fumble exchange. It's two turnovers. And now they're backed up to their own 5-yard line, trailing 27-0. And this game seems to have running clock sense to it. McDonald short of that. Of course, that doesn't start until a second half.
Exactly.
McDonald. Oh, and there's a snap into the end zone. Loose ball fumbled. And Popovich is going to try to throw it. It was certainly intentional grounding in the end zone, which is going to be a safety. McDonald takes a 29-0 lead. And Bruce will have to kick off or punt from their own 20-yard line. Wow.
The problems just keep adding up.
I know.
Bruce, it's...
Wow. This is like... Tom Hanks and Shelley Long, the money pitter, the house that just had everything wrong with it.
Yeah.
That's really dating me by citing a movie from 30 years ago. Wow. Well, we have a talk show that preceded our game today called The Money Pit, and it's basically helping people with their housing situation. So, all right, 29-0, and we'll keep it here as we await the situation. And a little different, right? I mean, it's typically the 20-yard line where the team who yielded the 2 points has to kick off or punt from. Bruce was setting up as if they were going to receive it. No, you guys have to kick it off.
Yeah, you guys got to kick it back.
You yield 2 points and you get rid of it.
Exactly.
But it doesn't, you know, safeties are pretty rare.
They are, yeah.
And you don't really practice.
No, you don't.
Hey, here's what we do after a safety. So nobody thinks that it's going to happen to them, right?
The real question is, are they going to line up in like a punt formation where they have the guy back? Because they can technically have
it.
Well,
it looks like he's putting a tee down, so they're going to kick. And that's Aaron Lloyd is a senior for Bruce. So 29-0 McDonald. And it comes with 9:08 to go here in this first half. And there's the kick, and McDonald's going to get it at the 39-yard line, run it to about the 38. And that was number 9, Daniel Fritz, the fullback and kicker, at least in terms of kickoffs for the Macs, to the 38-yard line. And McDonald now with another golden opportunity, and this is where we talk about 35. I mean, a touchdown would put the Macs at 35, but again, no running clock until the second half.
Yep, and I think it has to be the 40 is the rule, 40 points.
For 8-man?
Pretty sure it is.
Okay, not 35. I thought against Greenwood it was 35.
Was it 35? Yeah. Okay, then yeah, it probably is.
I thought so, unless it just kind of jumped up there. And there was, seemingly a whistle as that play was commencing. And the gain from 3-yard gain, I didn't even, did you see the ball carrier?
I think number 9.
Fritz. So I think Fritz had one other carry on the day. And this is another 3-yard carry going to the, really, it should be 2, gain of 2. So 2nd and 8 for Fritz. And Smitsky to pitch it to Moulton on the far side, but good penetration. And that's going to be the big fella, Jake Tome. And he's going to be a little slow to get up, but good job converging on Dawson Moulton that time for a loss of 2. So Moulton, 122 yards rushing in the first half and 3rd and 10. You know, I hate to say the McDonald, you talk so much about defense is getting tired. The McDonald offense has been out there a lot in this first half.
Yeah, it definitely has. We have a, looks like a Bruce player on the upside.
Yeah, that's Jake Tome. We'll take an injury timeout. Max leading it, 3rd and 10, leading over Bruce, 29-0. Homecoming, WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
All right, so Jake Tome is up, and has he returned to the defense?
No, he's on the side.
Yep. McDonald, though, facing a 3rd and 10. Mark Halverson and Carter Grill, McDonald High School senior. Smitsky, the sophomore, pitches it, and good running room and busting out on the left side, and he could go, and he stepped out of bounds.
Yep. That's Evan. That's Evan's first
Evan Eckes' first run of the day for Eckes, so they're putting him in there with a 29-0 lead. And he took off from the 38 and got the first down and stepped out at about the 18, a 20-yard run for Eckes.
Makes sense. We have a lot of distance to carry and, you know, trust Evan to get it more than probably Moulton, even though Moulton's had a really good day.
And Eckes is going to stay in there with Fritz in the I formation behind Smitsky under center after the 10th first down of the half. And there's the handoff pounding it up the middle for Eckes again. And inside of the 15 to about the 14 or so for a gain of four. So Eckes, who we were told they were not intending to have play offense, is. And now as a second and six from the 14 as the Macs go right to left, leading it 29-0 inside of 8 minutes to go here in the first half. Mark Halverson and Carter Grove with the call. Grant Smisky, the sophomore, under center. Such a good quarterback as a sophomore. Yeah. Eckes, again, pounding away, and he's going to get to the 7 or 8 yard line and another McDonald first down. So it'll be first and goal from there.
And the red zone.
Yes, the Johnson Roloff red zone has been very busy here in the first half for the Macs as they go a gain of from the 8 to the 8 yard line, so a gain of 6. So 3 carries for 30 yards and the 11th first down. And the Macs will take it over there again in the Johnson Roloff red zone. And the handoff, and they're going to go to Fritz, and Fritz is going to get his way into the end zone for the touchdown, and McDonald takes a 35-0 lead with 7:21 to go in this first half. And Daniel Fritz gets his first touchdown of the day, a 6-yard run for Fritz. He's got 4 carries for 20 yards. And the Macs with 7:21 to go in the first half, leading at 35-0 over Bruce. As get ready for the extra point from Allie Ferguson, and no good?
No good.
Okay. But still, 35-0 Max, 7:21, back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
So Daniel Fritz scoring from 6 yards out, and the third player to score, Dawson Moulton, had 3 touchdown runs, and a touchdown pass to Tetrault, and now Fritz on the 6-yard run. And there's the boot from Fritz to about the 15-yard line, and it's taken by Nyhagen.
And about Nyhagen, 33, looks like, yeah.
Nyhagen had seemingly been the he'd thrown the most passes. He'd been the quarterback the most, but they were going more with Popovich today pretty much throughout. And so now Bruce from their own 33 trailing it. It's again 11 first downs to 1 for McDonald. And the big thing that counts, obviously, 35-0 Max here.
Exactly.
7:17, still a lot of time left in the first half. Bruce from their own 33-yard line. And there's the low snap Gets. Popovich, and there's a great
number
Fritz
nine.
Again.
Yep,
yeah, Fritz.
Yep, yep.
Great penetration on the ball carrier. Number one Ryan, is Andrew Frederick. So Frederick's second carry of the day, and this one for a loss back to the 30-yard line, a loss of 3. So he's got 2 carries for minus 4 yards on the day here on WOGO. As Bruce getting set in the huddle. Second and 13. They've gone limitedly to the air, but successfully on 129-yard completion. And there's the handoff. And then Frederick again, the 35, the 40, the 45, and he's going to make his way out to about the 48. That's their best run of the day by far, Carter Grill.
Oh, yeah. And their second first down, too.
Yeah, to the 47, a 17-yard run for Frederick. And he's got 13 yards rushing on the day on 3 carries. So from their own 47, Bruce now at the clock at 6:25 left in the first half. Going left to right, trailing 35-0. So need to get that offense going. Popovich from the pistol. Frederick to his right and in back. He's going to fake it to him, and then good rush. Good rush that time. Let's get the defender. It looks like Fritz again. So Daniel yep. Fritz getting fired up. He scored that touchdown and making it happen on the defensive side. Incomplete. So So Popovich, 1 for 3 through the air with the 29-yard completion to Jake Tome. Interesting to see. Is Tome back out there? They'd had the injury timeout for him.
It does look like he is.
Popovich making his way back out as we get set for second down and 10 from their own 47. Bruce going left to right from the pistol. Popovich going to take it, running himself and stumbling his way for a yard, maybe.
It looks like one of his players hit him when he was trying to run and just kind of tripped him up.
Mason Bussey, here to make sure, again, a freshman defensive lineman. And it's at the 47, so no gain for Popovich. And just 3 yards rushing on the day for him. So the Macs have limited him. You talk about their quarterbacks were their leading ground gainers, but boy, the Mac defense has really stepped it up against that run today with Cornell, the opponent, next week. And there's the handoff. Frederick to the 50. He's got some speed to him, 45, and he's going to shake his way for another first down into McDonald territory. And was it David Anderson maybe on the tackle? Or was it Evan Eckes, one of the two? Anyhow, the run going for, we're going to say, to the 42, so 11 yards. So Frederick, he's doing some things on the ground nobody's been able to, and they've got two first downs this drive. So from the McDonald 42, Bruce on the march, left to right. Popovich the quarterback, but look out for Frederick. And they're going to fake it
right
into Frederick again. And a spin move to about the 40. So let's just learn a little bit more about Frederick. He's a sophomore, halfback, and he came into the game, I think, as their fourth leading rusher. They talked about putting him occasionally in at quarterback.
Is he like that? Is he part of like that triple?
Yeah, he is. Right. Yeah. So a 2 yard gain. He's got 26 now, but this possession alone, he's got about 30 yards running. All right. So the Macs on defense and a second down at 8. Bruce from the McDonald 40. Popovich takes it from the pistol. He's going to get to the 40 and get crunched back to about the 41-yard line. Great job by Rubenzer and company on defense. So Brady Rubenzer, Evan Eckes, you talk about some of the athletes on this club.
Oh, yeah.
And to the 40-yard line, so no gain. Was that Popovich? I'm forgetting.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So no gain on the play. So now a third down and 8 for Bruce from the McDonald 40. Clock ticking toward 4 minutes left in the first half. Popovich rolling to the right. Here comes the McDonald rush. He's got a receiver caught to 25 and is trying to stiff arm his way, but that is number 9, Spencer Hadamaki. Hadamaki, a sophomore tight end. I don't know if Hadamaki made a catch this year. He was not one of their top receivers, but he catches that one from the 40 down to about the 18 or so, 19,
yeah,
18,
yeah.
22-yard gain. And Bruce, on this possession, 3 first downs, so they're getting it done. And now the Macs defense, going to have to stand here in the Johnson roll-off red zone defensively. And the handoff, Frederick, and they're going to smother Frederick, nothing doing, and maybe a loss that time as the original line of scrimmage was the 18, but it looks like he went down around the 20 or so. Again, Andrew Frederick, the sophomore, and a loss of 2. And the clock now at 3:22 and counting, 3:20 in this first half. McDonald on top, 35 zip. Don't forget, stick around for the Hy-Vee halftime show. We've got highlights and stats. Check out the WDOGO sports calendar. A lot ahead here. And Popovich from the pistol. Fakes, going to run it out of there himself, try to it, yanked down by his jersey by the McDonald defender from behind.
Looks like
Rubenzer?
I think 50. Okay. Smisky, Ryan.
Ryan Smisky, all right. And good job by Ryan, the freshman. Again, a lot of talented freshmen in this McDonald team. Oh,
there is, yeah. Big freshman class, so
yeah.
That's always good.
Great sign for the future. Yeah, we've been hearing about Dawson Moulton a lot today, and a loss. Popovich, going to call it the 23. Yeah, I'm going to say the 22. I think it's really more the 22. So a loss of 2 for Popovich. But he's got 1 yard rushing on the day on close to 10 carries. All right, the Mac defense now in this big third down. Popovich takes it from the pistol. fires it over the middle. Incomplete pass intended it for Jake Tome. Good job by the coverage by the Max defenders, David Anderson and company. And now it's fourth down. Fourth and 14 from the 23. They've got to get to the McDonald 9.
Probably go for it here, unless they have like some.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they have some special teams that.
Well, unless you're going to kick a 40-yard field goal.
Exactly, yeah.
But trailing at 35 to nothing, but they've got a fourth and 14 as the clock stopped with 2:17 left in the half. Popowicz now, the junior quarterback. The MAC defense, they'd love to throw a shutout today and at least take one into halftime. Here comes the rush. He fires it over the middle, tipped by one of the MAC players. Rubenzer tipped it in the middle, serving as kind of a middle linebacker. And MAC will take over on downs from their own 23, leading at 35 to nothing with 2:12 left in the first half. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and coming soon to Rice Lake, visit cvosm.com/WOGO. All right, the Max taking over from their own 23, leading at 35-0. Might see backup quarterback action in the second half, but right now it's still Grant Smiski, the sophomore starter. Back to pass, short drop. He's got a receiver. Tetrell breaks the record.
Yep, there it is.
All-time most receptions in McDonald school history, and I think he knows it.
Yep.
He knew he needed six, and there it is, some celebrating on the McDonald sideline. Clock inside of 2 minutes now left in the half. Smiski's had a good half, just one incompletion, Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Gain of seven on the play, and Tetrault, he's got the six catches for 58 yards and a touchdown. Smiski, handoff, Moulton. After Eckes was out there last time, and Moulton going to go all the way to the 40 or 41-yard line for another McDonald first down.
Looks like they're going to mark it at the 40.
Yeah, 10-yard run, so 132 yards rushing for Dawson. A lot of carries. He's got around 16 carries for 132 yards, so a great first half and three touchdowns as well. Smiski under center of the clock, winding down in the first half, a minute 20 to go, and there's a whistle. Maybe going to be delay a game or what was it?
False. It looks like false or like offsides by the defense.
So Dale Tetrault setting the record for most passed receptions in school history. Stick around for our Hy-Vee halftime show highlights, stats, other scores, and a check of the WOGO sports calendar. All right, so that was a five-yard first penalty of the day against the opponent, Bruce, and the Tetrault catches another short one, gain of about three on the pass from Smiski. No, Smiski was out that time, I believe. But he was out, so that was actually Fritz, right? I think Fritz completed that. Did you see that?
I did, yeah.
All right, so I wasn't seeing things. Fritz completed just a short three-yarder to Tetrault, and now he's got 61 yards receiving in the first half. And now they're going to run the ball up the middle. And Dawson Moulton again. And Moulton taking it from the McDonald 46 into Bruce territory on a run of eight. So 140 yards rushing for Dawson Moulton. And the Max get their 13th first down of the first half. Oh, and there's some offsides. That's hard if you're an offensive lineman, exactly. Right? You don't get your name called much except when you do something wrong.
Exactly.
But keeping that, Griffin Sokup, the senior, jumped the gun on that one. I mean, it's pretty rare you go, oh, that was a great block, right? You just kind of, those guys get taken for granted and overlooked, and that's not fair. First and 15 from the McDonald 49, final 30 seconds of the half. Moulton on the right side and the handoff. The freshman spun down back at the 49 and no gain. He's been a real workhorse in the first half.
Yep.
35-0 McDonald looking to even their record at 2-2. And timeout, McDonald. 22.4 seconds left in the half. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or
you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
All right, the Max leading at 35-0 with 22.4 seconds left in the half. Mark Halverson and Carter Grill on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls as the Max return for the final play or two of this first half, looking at a 2nd and 15 from their own 49.
We'll see what the game plan is, just maybe take a knee or go into half or try to make one big play and try to see if we can get, just add up the score.
Smisky under center, eye formation behind him. Moulton the deep back. Oh. Smisky looks it over, running the 45 and out of bounds on the far side, short of the first down.
14 seconds left. Yep. 14.2. It looked like he wanted to go to one of his, both receivers were actually going deep, just that he just didn't find one that he liked.
So a gain of 6 on the play for Smisky. His fourth run of the first half. He's got 4 carries for 19 yards. And just inside of the 45. So a 3rd and 9. They need to get to the 36. And Smisky, number 3, as well as Dale Tetrault out there. Tetrault with a total of 7 catches now. He needed 5. He's a school record holder, most pass receptions. All right, looks like some jumping on the defense. Tetrault on the near side, trying to shake free from the defender, and is going to be short of the first down as the defender, number 8 that time, Aaron Lloyd, getting him out of bounds. They were at the 45, and just 7.5 seconds left in the first half. And he takes it from the 45 to the 39, so a gain of 6. He needed 9. So Tetrault with 67 yards receiving. And the final 7.5 seconds. Stick around for the Hy-Vee halftime show. We'll be taking a 3-minute break here in just a moment and get things ready for our halftime. Highlights and stats and more. Mark Halverson and Carter Grill on WOGO. Back to pass Smisky. One last heave. There it goes on the left sideline. Tetrault double covered. He overthrows him with 1.2 seconds left. And that was fourth down. So the Max will go back on defense. They went for it.
They went for it. I mean, yeah, I give it to them. They went for it. But now, if you're Bruce, what are you doing here? You go for it? Try to make something happen? Or
I don't know. What do you got? You gained 29 yards in a pass to Jake Tome. Why not do something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, you're down 35.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, might as well try.
Mark Maloney's club on this homecoming Saturday leading over Bruce 35-0. The Max winning big over at Greenwood for the opener that we brought to you on WOGO. And then 2 losses at Thorpe and at home to Owen. I'm sorry, at Thorpe and then at home to Owen Withy, right?
Yeah.
And giving up 50 and 45 points respectively, with the defense bouncing back, throwing a shutout so far in this first half. All right, Popowich is going to take it. On the snap, rolling to his left, looking down the field. Flag is thrown. He's going to throw a deep ball and over the outstretched arms of the intended receiver, Spencer Hatamaki.
Got a flag. I assume it's holding.
Yep. And it's to be declined, and the half is over.
Yep, all right. That should be half.
Is over. It's McDonald 35, Bruce nothing. We'll take a 3-minute timeout and come back with the Hy-Vee Halftime Show on WOGO Sports.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Careers.
Mark Halverson, Carver Grill, back from DeRay Field. It's homecoming Saturday, and it's all McDonald as they lead it 35-0. We'll recap the scoring, and we've got lots of highlights to come your way here on WOGO Sports. But first off, it is the Hy-Vee halftime show. Brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue. Eau Claire, finds surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Have you been to Hy-Vee? I mean, it is really, it's more, it's an experience. I mean, and again, all the dining options for you, it's fantastic, and a lot of family fun and enjoyment can be had. Well, how about this first half, Carter Grill? As a McDonald student and now broadcaster, how about it?
I'm proud to say that I go to McDonald, because, I mean, our football team's doing really good. The defense really came out firing today. It was very impressive that, you know, the past 2 weeks they got, I mean, teams have gone at them with the run. This time they went at with the run, and they stopped it. So, I mean, it's they're more physical than Bruce right now, and that's, I think that's another key part, is the physical teams.
So tell me what we're seeing here on the field in terms of.
So with the homecoming, there's we have homecoming royalty, so that's what we're doing right now. So this is the court.
Who do we have here?
So Eddie Mittermeier, Rhiannon McChesney, and Paul Pfeiffer.
Okay.
Coming up, we have Brady, Evan.
Rubenzer, yeah.
Yep, Brady Rubenzer, Evan Eckes, and Ava Bushman.
Okay. You love going to McDonald?
Yeah.
Yes, you love being a McDonald student?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Have you come through the McDonald area Catholic schools throughout?
I actually went. So I started going to St. Peter's in Tilden. So I did that first through eighth grade. And then then went McDonald for the 4 years.
It seems like it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And
so this is
a great education.
Yeah. So this is Jacob Burrier right here. He's the king this year.
All right. He's having fun with
it. Oh, he's having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations to all of them. All right, here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, how about some highlights? I agree with you. The defense needed to step up after giving up 50 and 45 points in consecutive losses, and particularly getting gashed and bashed in the ground game, and they've done a lot better. But these highlights are going to be offense. So let's go back and begin in the first quarter. And McDonald had a 38-yard pass to David Anderson, the sophomore, from Grant Smisky. He got all the way to the 2-yard line. And then that Bruce defense started to toughen, and they sacked Grant for a loss of four. There was a completion to Tetrault for a loss of one. There was an incompletion, a bobble. It was fourth down and goal. Let's pick it up on WDOGO Sports. In a scoreless game, 10 minutes to go, first period. Mark Halverson and Carter Grill on WDOGO Sports. Look forward to the stick with us for the Hy-Vee halftime show. Stats and highlights and more. Any other scores we've got? And later on, the post-glass and mirror post-game show and the Holly Bobey names you know stats recap. But right now, Grant Smiske, the talented sophomore. See his mom down here. And dad, family support. Grant, handoff left side, and right away pounding, and for a first down, the Max goes smashing Dawson Moulton.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was the wrong cut, so my apologies for that. All right, maybe it would help if I got the right cut. Here we go. Try it again. I formation. Under center, it's Grant Smiske, the sophomore. He's going to pitch it to the left side. This is going to be Dawson Moulton into the end zone. No problem. And the Max go up 6-0 with 7.5 minutes to go first quarter. Our first highlight here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show on WDOGO. Extra point was good. It was a 7-0 McDonald lead, but the Max were far from done in that first quarter. Math class. Pitch out.
Another one.
Far side. Dawson Moulton sees the end zone. He's going to get there for a touchdown. And with 49 seconds to go in the first quarter, Dawson Moulton, the freshman, gets his second scoring run of this first period, putting the Max up 13-0. Now, you would think at that point, 49 seconds left in the first quarter, there's no way the Max are going to score again in that period. However, you'd be wrong, because a kickoff by Daniel Fritz went 30 yards down the field. It was along the far sideline, and David Anderson recovered it at the 30, giving the Max the ball again, leading to this. Smiske from the 10-yard line. Says first and goal from the 10. I'm not sure they can get a first down. I don't think so. Oh, there's the run into the end zone. Touchdown.
Another one.
Dawson Moulton ran to the right side and then headed it upfield, and there was nothing but daylight, and he's got his third score of the first quarter. So just like that, all the extra points were good, and McDonald led 21-0. And then, again, Bruce had various problems. They lost a fumble in that second period as the Max then later took over trying to build on a 21-0 lead in the second quarter.
Yep.
All right, in the Johnson roll-off red zone now. Grant Smiske. Smiske fires one. He's got Tetrault. Tetrault's going to get into that end zone for a score. 27-0 McDonald with 9:17 to go in this first half. And the Max went up 27-0. The extra point was no good. And then when they got the ball back, another problem, Carter, as there was a kickoff. But here is the second quarter. The wind behind the Fritz kickoff went a lot further, and it started rolling inside the 10, the 5, to about the 1 when Nyhagen picked it up and only got to the 5-yard line.
Yeah. I would have been interested to see if that would have, that's what you got to make a decision. You got to see if you let it roll in, and maybe, or you just let it grab it at the 1.
So he took it at they got it to the 5. The bad snap into the end zone, safety. Made it 29-0, and then there had to be a kickoff to, and they did kick it off from a tee, did Bruce trailing 29-0, and the Max weren't done. Take it over there again in the Johnson roll-off red zone. And the handoff, and they're going to go to Fritz, and Fritz is going to get his way into the end zone for the touchdown, and McDonald takes a 35-0 lead with 7:21 to go in this first half. And Daniel Fritz getting into the scoring column, joining his backfield mate, Dawson Moulton, who had the 3 touchdowns all in the first quarter. And then, not a score, but in terms of a school record of receiving, happened on this play. Back action in the second half, but right now it's still Grant Smiske, the sophomore starter. Back to pass, short drop. He's got a receiver. Tetrault breaks the record.
Yep, there it is.
All-time most receptions in McDonald school history, and I think he knows it. And, in fact, he went on to have some more receptions after that. We'll take another timeout, another 3-minute break. Back with more of the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. McDonald leading at 35-0 over Bruce on this homecoming Saturday on WDOGO.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set!
One! Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown! Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Time for a look at our stats here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, and really stood out that McDonald in that second half with, in the first half, I should say, 13 first downs to 4 for visiting Bruce Red Raiders. On the ground, the Macs, 212 yards rushing, 140 of that by the freshman Dawson Moulton on 18 carries, but hey, Evan Eckes got into it. One particular possession, he had, I think after the safety or so, he had 3 carries for 30 yards. We were told they were really intending to run him today. But Grant Smitsky carried it 4 times for 19. Daniel Fritz, 4 carries for 20, including a 6-yard touchdown run. And also we had Brady Rubenzer carried it once for 3 yards. Through the air, Grant Smitsky, 11 passes in that first half. And obviously Tetrault, a favorite target as he catches 8 balls, broke the record on the 6th. One completion was from Daniel Fritz, actually. But Smitsky in the first half, 9 of 11 for 1 touchdown. And doing the math, he had 93 yards through the air, 3 yards for Fritz. Meanwhile, penalties, the Macs had 27 yards in penalties to just 5 for Bruce. Bruce on the ground, a lot tougher time. They did find some daylight with Andrew Frederick as he had 6 carries for 24 yards. But, I mean, Popowicz, the quarterback, had 8 carries for 1 yard. Harold Garcia, 1 for minus 2. Nijhagen, 1 for minus 3. That's a great rush defense in the first half, Carter Grill, for those McDonald Macs. You're talking about 20 yards in rushing.
Exactly, yeah.
On almost only a yard per carry, so fantastic. So there you go. You got 6, 7. 16, yeah, it's about 17 carries for 20 yards. That's, again, through the air. Jake Tome and Spencer Hadamaki each catching the ball, 1 for 29, 1 for 22, for a total of 51 yards through the air here in the first half. Well, you're a busy guy. You're not only doing this, but what are your responsibilities tonight?
I'm doing the radio today and then the stream, and then I got I'm doing DJ homecoming. So I get to DJ our homecoming dance, which is it's a lot of fun. I like working with technology. So I mean,
do you have the music already picked out?
Oh yeah. I got a playlist that we've been using for a while now.
Okay. So what time will the actual dance start?
Dance starts at 8, goes to 11, and then but I get there probably around 5:30 to go set up. So
nice.
It's gonna be a long night for me, but
good. All right. We'll take one more timeout and come back with the second half kickoff. We will have a running clock when the second half starts. There's been some talk or confusion, doubt maybe. Is it the same as it is for 11-man football? It is. 35-point second half lead running clock, and that'll be the case for the Max when we get the second half rolling in 90 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
If you're used to big box store pharmacies, your local medicine shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee probably feels a bit different. We don't just herd you through the line.
57, page 57.
We get to know you by name.
Hi, Sarah.
And always take the time to answer your questions. Plus, we offer free, same-day local delivery. So think outside the big box. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill. And I don't know what you're doing tonight, but Carter's DJing the homecoming dance, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
And color on the football game. All right, 35-0. We wanted the key to the game. The Toyson Ford key to the game had been stop the run. They're doing that. I mean, 17 carries for 20 yards. I mean, Bruce is stymied.
Exactly, yeah. We should have put this one in, but being physical is another big key that we got to keep doing throughout the second half.
Yeah, finish strong here and build that momentum for the game coming up against Cornell on Friday night at Cornell. And then we're back with you on Thursday, September 29th, the Max and New Auburn here at Duray. That does it for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Clement Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. All right, we're about ready for the kickoff. Bruce kicking to McDonald. The Max leading at 35. Zip running clock. About ready to go. And this is number 8, Aaron Lloyd. And he'll put his toe in it. And squib one. Rolls to about the 21-yard line. And a fake by Tetrault. And he's going to run it to the near side. Coming left to right to the 30. Across the 30. Tetrault still going. The 35, the 40, down the sideline, all the way to about the 45. No. That is Tetrault's athleticism.
Exactly, yeah. He can stay on his feet and just keeping the legs going and running.
He's a lot of fun to watch. And, again, last year near the tail end, I mean, he was quarterbacking this club and trying to give him every chance he could into the postseason.
So. Exactly, yeah.
All right. 35-0 McDonald. Running clock is continuing here. So let's see what we've got. Any changes as we get going? I'll try to spot those. Looks like Grant Smisky, I formation behind him. And it's going to be Dawson Moulton, the freshman, across the 50 to about the 49. Gain of six. Well, big numbers here. It's 146 yards rushing for Moulton on 19 carries. Pretty happy homecoming for him.
I was gonna say, that's pretty good.
And the offensive line's got to feel good too, right?
Yeah, the offensive line's got to be doing something to, pretty good, because otherwise he wouldn't be having these open holes.
Right. And boy, that right tackle is massive for McDonald.
Exactly.
All right, moving
yeah.
it to a first down on the next carry. And Rubenzer that time gets his second carry of the day.
Yeah, that right tackle, good friend of mine, Malachi Zuckerman. Big dude.
I'll say, yeah. And Max get their 14th first down of the day. All right, so now from the 45 of Bruce going left to right. Smisky and nothing doing on that one. In fact, lost yardage in the handoff to Moulton. So dare you say, like, Zuckerman, I'm not looking here, but give me in terms of what grade is he?
He's a senior this year.
All right, so can you give me an idea of, like, height and weight?
I think he's 6'3", like, I think 300, 310. So he is a man among boys.
He's
right
a mountain.
There. Yeah, he...
Mountain man.
Yep, he is a big dude.
All right, McDonald now. Smisky under center. Second down 11. Pitch out near side. Moulton, the freshman, going to take it the 40, the 35, and out of bounds, close to a first down. Running clock, 10 minutes left, third quarter. Max leading at 35, zip. Moulton may have crossed 150 yards. Really, I said he went out at the 40, so a gain of 6 for Moulton. He's got 151 yards rushing on the day. And 21 carries. So he's been a workhorse.
He is.
But, you know, it's nice is you get Eckes and Rubenzer, and all of a sudden, boy, that's really going to go along with Fritz.
Exactly.
What are some options here as you move along in the season? All right, Grant Smisky. He's got Rubenzer in there, and Moulton, a little trouble with the pitch out. He's going to run it, and short of the first down, he's going to get knocked down at about the 36 or 37-yard line as the gang tackling that Bruce was in pursuit of today, and one of those over there that time. Looked to be Roman Garcia, number 17. And the gain of 3 to the 17.
Fourth and 2, running clock still. So
154 yards now on a busy day for Dawson Moulton. Been calling number 32.
A lot.
That's for sure, yeah. All right, fourth and 2 for the Max now with the clock ticking toward 9 minutes left in the third quarter. Running clock. Max leading at 35-0 over Bruce on homecoming. Pitch out near side. Moulton. Oh, double reverse. Tetrell takes it the other way on the fourth and 2. The 35, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Tetrell into the end zone. Not going to be denied. Touchdown.
There we go.
With 8:44, and they can stop the clock after a score. 8:43, and the Max lead at 41-0. Wow. How about that?
Little trickery there. They're all just going to commit on Dawson, and then all of a sudden, you know, they'll just reverse, and Dale had wide open.
What a wonderful highlight that was as it goes to the house. I forget the exact yardage here. It's 37 yards.
Yeah.
And the kick from Allie is good. It's 42-0 Max. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
When you're cheering on the McDonald Max, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
On a fourth and 2, the Max handed off to Dawson Moulton, but then the reverse Tetrault going the other way, takes it to the house, 37 yards. What a day for him.
Yeah, both of them. I mean, like I said, they committed on Dawson because he's had such a great day, and then they just reversed it right away. So
yeah.
It was a great play. Great call by Coach Maloney.
42-0 Max with 8:43 to go third quarter, and it only further embeds this running clock in a bloop kick by Fritz, and then trouble recovering it, and it's going to be Nyhagen. And so now the guys from Bruce, the home city of Christie Mountain, as they're going to try to mount something themselves here with 8:30 and the clock ticking here with the running clock. Yeah, we had the running clock. I don't know. I guess they just need WOGO to be doing the game because Greenwood and this, we've had running clocks both times. Yeah, different opponents.
Exactly, yeah. There's quite a bit of wind. If you look at the flags on the left side of the field, I mean, kicking from where Fritz just did, I mean, you get a lot of
wind. He's had a lot tougher time kicking it that way.
Yeah, than he has
the wind-aided kick. All right, it's going to be Nijhagen now at quarterback, number 16, the sophomore. He hands it off to Frederick. Frederick has had some success running the ball. And he's going to require a number of max to try to bring him down on the far side. Looks like Tetralt was one of those there for McDonald. As we're on FM 103.1, AM 680, WOGO.com, and Max TV today. And gain of 5 on the play. That time for Frederick.
Botched. I didn't see if it was fumbled or just botched. Yeah.
And Nijhagen able to recover and maintain possession. And so after the gain of 5 by Frederick, they lose 3 that time with Nijhagen, 3rd and 8 from the 30. So Nijhagen, 2 carries for minus 6 on the day. Bruce going right to left. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill running clock at 7 minutes left in the third quarter. Max leading it at 42 to zip. Nijhagen, the quarterback, he did not function from that position at all in the first half, but he was their leading passer coming into this game and leading ground gainer. Now he's going to try to run for his life and lose 2 to 3 yards. And be wrapped up by Brady Rubenzer.
Pretty decent.
Fritz apparently as well.
Pretty decent scramble, all things considered, when he was he got all the way back to about the 20-yard line.
Yeah.
Had to make some distance up.
I think we're going to call it looks like the 28. Yeah, so loss of 2 for Nijhagen. But that's more of a sack, I guess.
Yeah, I'd say.
All right. Fourth down, they're in a punting formation. Clock ticking at 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Second half moving right along here. And there's the left-footed punter booting it out there. Spencer Hadamaki. And out of bounds on the far side for the Max. Somewhere into Max territory. We'll see where they mark it exactly here on WOGO. Well, give yourself a cost of living increase. That's right. Barry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 an hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at barryglobal.com/careers. As the Max will take over at the 45-yard line.
It looks like we're pulling Grant.
Okay.
He's
42 to nothing. No,
yeah,
miss
I was gonna
injury.
Say,
and so it looks like for the Max, Eli Stepp, the freshman quarterback, going to get a shot here. There's the crowd supporting him with Fritz and Moulton, the runners behind him. Bobble snap, handoff Moulton. He's going to get smashed, and a good job by Jake Tome crashing through the Max offensive line for the loss of 1 on. And it looked like a different ball carrier, too. It looked like 82 that time for the Max. So Kale Holm.
Yep.
And I'm running out of space to put these ground gainers in here. So,
hey, he was the quarterback at Greenwood for that second.
Yeah.
For that first
game.
So
a loss of 1 for Holm. And now second down. Handoff left side. Holm again. He's going to pick up 1. Again, running clock going. And, again, Eli Stepp, your freshman quarterback. And you've got 82. 82 doesn't feel good. It's, you know, you got different guys playing different positions. But this such talented freshman class.
Exactly.
You've got Eli Stepp, the quarterback, Bryce Meyer, Hunter Helland. You've got Caden Boos, Dawson Moulton, we've been hearing a lot about today. Justin Quayle, Angelo Enderes. Ryan Smisky, he's also part of that talented freshman class. And then it's going to be taking it on the right side again. Kale Holm running hard across midfield, creating a 4th and 5 now. So he lost 1. He gained it back, and now he gains 5. And again, running plays and just a continued running clock. And sand goes through the hourglass mighty fast when you've got a running clock.
Exactly,
4th and 5 for the Max from midfield. Leading it 42-0, an exciting double reverse touchdown by Dale Tetroff from 37 yards out in the second half, adding to highlights we'll bring you in the postgame. And there's the handoff to the fullback, but it's going to come up short.
Number 9.
Of the first down, and Fritz on the handoff.
Yep.
All right, so the Red Raiders of Bruce will take over.
Looks like we still got our starting defense out, so
Yeah.
Not willing.
Well, I think they'd love to have the shutout.
I think they'd like.
And again, you're trying to not rub somebody's nose in it. You're not trying to necessarily make it embarrassing. I mean, it's already 42-0, but there's the handoff, and then Frederick's going to take it, coming around and get to about the 50. So again, he's been an interesting runner to watch here. He really didn't start to carry the ball till later, the sophomore Frederick, but his carries are mounting, and he is going to be their leading ball carrier. You got to Popowicz in the first half, had about 9 carries, but he carries that one for 3 out to close to midfield. Gain of 4, they're going to say, for Frederick. And now it'll be Nyhagen who is going to take it himself from the quarterback position, runs all the way to the 45. Great
fumble.
Extra effort.
I
thought he was in the grass.
Maybe he was in the grass, yeah.
Alan Minan, the sophomore linebacker, in. But he was very determined on that 6-yard run. Still a little bit short, though.
Yep.
About a long yard. As Nyhagen now on the day, 3 carries for 0 yards.
Like you said, Frederick was like their leading rusher. I don't understand, but all their big plays have come off, all their big rushes, I should say, come off his run. But
yeah, he's got an exciting style. I mean, he seems to really have energy. 2:15 left in the third quarter. There's from the shotgun, and taking it, Nyhagen for a first down. He gets across the 40 to about the 39. So a gain of 6 on the play for Nyhagen, and he's got positive yardage, 4 carries for 6 yards on the day. Well, when we talk about Max football, we're grateful for Fleet Farm support. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls hosting walk-in interviews every weekday from 10 to 3. Job offers right on the spot. Students 17 or older apply and work for the DC to receive the Fleet Farm 20% discount for your parents as well at Fleet Farm. And on the first down, Nyhagen. First and 10 from the 39. Heaves one deep. He's got this in over the outstretched arms of number 9 that time, Spencer Hadamaki, who did catch one ball for 22 yards in the first half.
Looks like he was wide open.
Yep.
But
that one caught him by surprise.
Yep.
And so Nyhagen on the incomplete pass. Again, they don't pass it a lot, but that's where you catch him unaware. It seems to be at 80% or more maybe passing. That's always interesting to see. Doesn't matter, the Packers, the Badgers,
yeah.
You know, what is that Packs run ratio?
Mm-hmm.
And Nyhagen's going to, pounding his way up the middle. And, you know, we're starting to see, for whatever reason, he didn't get any time at quarterback in the first half when they fell deep in the hole.
Exactly.
But
no.
You can see where he's distinguished himself statistically as their the biggest ground gainer
exactly.
on the season.
Third quarter is winding down, 40 seconds left going into that. But
that's what a running clock will do for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
And, again, they're going to call that a gain of 3 on the play for Nyhagen. And so third down and 7. I think it was really a gain of, it looks like he's got to get 6 to go. Nyhagen on the right side to the
fumbled.
34, but a good job by the Max defense.
Fumbled on, Max got it. Fumble on the play. And
good job by you spotting that.
Yeah.
And the Mac defenders over there look like. Mason Bussey was one of the guys over there.
Yeah, I didn't see who recovered it, but.
Third turnover of the day for Bruce as the Max will take over when we start the fourth quarter. Back in a minute on WDOGL Sports. Mass leading it 42-0.
Walk in for an interview. Walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls, D.C., weekdays from 10 to 3, or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
42 zip Max as we start the fourth quarter. Running clock. The Max already scoring here in the second half on a double reverse touchdown. Dale Tetrault from 37 yards out. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill, great to have you aboard as somebody jumped off sides as we start the fourth quarter.
What a way to start.
Yeah. And, you know, 42 has been the number of the weekend. Last night, that's what Chahai put up against Eau Claire North. I heard a lot of exciting calls from Caleb Swenson and Alan Dunham. Catch the podcast at wogo.com. We'll get a podcast of this game up later this afternoon. Clock ticking now, 11 and a half to go fourth quarter, and that was five more against the Max. So first and 15 now as we start over. 32 yards and penalties on McDonald on the day. You've got the back quarterback into the contest, as we mentioned, Eli Stepp, and a handoff on the left side. And was that again... Was that Cale Holm on it?
I think, yeah.
Okay.
Looks like it.
Cale Holm is listed as a tight end and a linebacker, but just a freshman and getting some action. And no gain on that play for Holm. So second and 15 for the Max. From their own 29, going right to left. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill with the call. And again, we've got different procedure. Could almost throw a penalty in every play here now, yeah, but it's not holding. It's more procedure things and having some problems. As... the quarterback step, the freshman, will come back over to the sideline. I didn't get through all the freshmen. Some of the other guys in this talented freshman class, including left off at Ryan Smith's Caleb Leet, Mason Bussey, called his name on defense, Nash Winger, 81.
Nash should be a sophomore.
Okay.
He was here last year.
Scott Tetrault, presumably Dale's younger brother, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. All right, incomplete pass from Step.
Looks like Dale's got that game ball that he broke the record with. So I'd assume that he was going to take it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's something special.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Throw that up in a case.
Another penalty, or what's the?
Incomplete pass.
Yeah, but yeah. They moved him back five yards.
Oh, I didn't see.
It's fourth and 20 from the 24. And a bad snap, and a punt is blocked. And Bruce with a wonderful scoring opportunity now as they're going to recover in the Johnson red zone at about the 15-yard line. And so the punt from Cale Holm, who's been kind of the backup running back, was blocked that time. And so Bruce taking over at the 16.
Gave them the great field position here.
One of their bigger highlights of the day is the clock now just over 9 minutes left in regulation. 42-0 McDonald. Hand off Frederick. Oh, great job by the Max defense. And Rubens are saying, not while I'm in here.
Yeah.
And a great job there defensively in the Johnson roll-off red zone.
Brady will show him what's up.
Yeah.
He's not afraid of any contact or any person, so... If you're running at him and he's running at you, most likely he'll win it.
He is tough, yeah. Number 46, Brady Rubenzer, senior. And again, we'll have to highlight the seniors as well because they're an important part of this class.
Oh, yeah.
As second and 10 from the 16 now. And Frederick again getting the call and nothing doing.
And so Brady again.
The Max seeing to it that they don't get any progress beyond the 16-yard line. Again, some of those seniors, Brady Rubens, you talk about for McDonald, Will Fritz. Also, you've got Allie Ferguson, the kicker, Evan Eckes, who talked about mostly on defense, Brady Rubenzer, Griffin Sokup. Also, you got Malachi Suckerman and Dale Tetrault. So not a ton of seniors.
Not a ton.
The positive sign is you don't – while you lose some great players there, Eckes and company, you got a lot of people coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, Smitsky, your quarterback, just a sophomore, so two more years of him. And there's an incomplete pass. It's going to lead to fourth down from the 16-yard line. Intended that time from Nyhagen for number 12 as he was looking for Harold Garcia, but incomplete. So that running clock continues. Typically, you got an incomplete pass stopping the clock, but not when there's a 42-0 lead.
Exactly.
And now it's 7.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So the Max, they want this shutout.
They do.
You know it.
I think that's really one of the only reasons that we have our starting defense out on the fourth right now is they just want the – I mean, they've subbed some people in, but you have
your – Nyhagen from the pistol. Not a full shotgun, but several steps back. Receiver in motion. cutting it upfield. Frederick, loose ball, fumbled, and
fumble,
Max recovered.
McDonald again.
McDonald recovering at about the 21-yard line, and that looked to be number 50 for McDonald. Ryan Smisky, the freshman. And so the Max keep the shutout going. A fumble lost again, and that is the fourth turnover of the day on Bruce in the second of the second half with 6:50 to go in the fourth period, and the Max leading it 42 to nothing. And coming over here to the near side, Ryan McCarty, the sophomore wide receiver. And the freshman quarterback in to the contest, pitching it on the far side, and Cale Holt.
Got running room.
He's going to go to the 40, the 45, the 47-yard line. Great run from the 21, and good job that time by Holm taking the handoff from Eli Stepp. By far his best carry of the day as he goes 26 yards. And McDonald getting their 15th first down. First and 10, McDonald from their own 47, going right to left. 6 minutes left in this game, leading it 42-0. Step, fake pass over to the left. Now he's going to run to the right side and get tackled behind the line of scrimmage back at about the 44. And that time in on the tackle for Bruce, Roman Garcia. My apologies, in my glasses. It's Ronan. Ronan is his name. Ronan. All right, so a loss of two on the play. And I did not have a running column yet for Eli Stepp, but need that apparently. And on the ensuing play, handoff.
Number 30, it looks like. Number 30, yep.
All right, so a new ball carrier, Caden Boos. He's a freshman running back.
Oh, yeah.
So Stepp on the previous play had,
I'd say probably minus two.
Yeah.
He didn't do much.
But Caden Boos at the line of scrimmage. And the pitch out on the near side. And another new ball carrier for the Max. And this is 13, Ryan Sullivan. Ryder Sullivan. And Sullivan, no gain on the play. So Stepp lost two. And then you had
the I think he just went 0-0. Yep.
Boos, zero. And I'm just going to put it right on their stat sheet.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And Sullivan, zero. Okay. Fourth down and 12 from their 45. The Max looking to punt it. Cale Holm, after he had his last punt blocked, he's going to get this one off into the wind. That's about the 32. It takes a McDonald roll and down out at about the 25-yard line. So Bruce still would love to get in the scoring column with 4:15 to go, but they're going to have to do it against the McDonald defense and a running clock. And before you know it, it's going to be 4 minutes. So stick around for the post-glass and mirror post-game show. We'll have audio highlights and all the statistics and check of what's coming up on WOGO Sports in terms of Chi-High coverage. And also, we've got two more McDonald regular season games. But, hey, we carried them into the postseason last year. Let's do it again this year in eight-man football. 3:47 to go. We've got a break in the action back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Mark Halverson, Carter Grill, the waning moments of McDonald and Bruce on this homecoming Saturday on WOGO Sports and a 42-0 Max, but you've spotted the backups coming in on defense for Coach Mark Maloney.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no point into, you know, even you're up 42, even though if you got the shutout, you want to protect the players.
All right, so they're going to run it from the pistol, and it's Nyhagen again, the quarterback. It's first and 10 from the 25. Again, Bruce would love to get one score on the board. Nobody wants to be shut out.
No.
Gain of three for Nyhagen. He's got 12 yards, but again, he's had a couple of balls lost on the exchange or fumbles.
Exactly.
In the second half. Running clock, 3:25 left. McDonald back off defense. Can they keep the shutout? There's the challenge for him. The starter saying, hold on to it. And there's the pitch out coming near side, and that's Ronan Garcia. We've called his game a lot, his name a lot on offense today, but not as much on defense for Garcia. On defense, but not on offense. A little bit, but Garcia getting two on the play. So it's third down and eight for, no, what, a seven-yard gain. Yeah. What am I thinking? Seven-yard gain. So it's third and three from their own 32, but then you got that running clock, 2:50 left, and Bruce trying to get in the scoring column, trailing at 42-zip. And it's going to be Garcia who's going to take it and hand it off to the other offensive player coming around the other side.
Looks like that 35, Justin Quall, I think. Would that be?
I think it looked like 11.
Was it? Okay.
11 for Grayson LaRocque for Bruce, a sophomore.
Yeah, yep.
So LaRocque getting pretty much no gain on the play. Loss of one. So it's fourth down and nine for Bruce. 2:15 to go. You're going to go ahead and go for it. Why not? And we've got Ronan Garcia back there, and he's going to slip a tackle and make it out to the 30. He's still going. The 35, the 40. Garcia could go. Midfield. He's going to beat this reserve defense, but he's being chased down from behind by number one, and he's tackled by Ryan McCarthy, and the starter's loving it as much as anybody. What a run, though.
I know for a fact the starter's on the sideline. Had a little bit of a heart attack there, being like, oh, boy.
He took it from the 26. But he shook off a tackle. He could have tackled for a loss.
Yeah, props to him. He was almost sacked to
47-yard run.
Yeah, putting into that.
So Garcia, some elusiveness, and he's got 54 yards, and that is unofficially their first down of the second half, fifth of the game. Garcia again, diminutive one. And he's going to take it first and 10 from the 27 and gets smothered for a big 6-yard loss, or maybe a 2-yard loss back to the 29. But again, the clock now,
almost
just over a minute left. Yeah. McDonald close to pitching that shutout and a big victory here today. And so, boy, how Garcia, because he had that big run, he's got three runs for 53 yards. It kind of distorts the stats a little bit.
Yep.
All right, maybe a couple of plays left. 52 seconds. Garcia from the shotgun. He's going to try to run it out of there, and nothing doing in the MAC defense again, doing a great job on him. Big number 70, Mason Bussey, the freshman. There's that talented freshman class. Doesn't matter offense with Dawson Moulton or defense with Bussey today, getting the job done. And, again, no gain on the play.
30 seconds, so we'll see what they do with that.
Maybe one more play and a third and 11 from the McDonald 28. Garcia, the quarterback, going to take it, run it himself, the 25, the 20, and he's going to get wrestled down around the 17, close to a first down. He had to get to the 17 or so.
And so they're giving us the 18th. Fourth. And that might, they're going to try to run something quick.
Clock running down. 2 seconds, 1 second. You're going to get off Garcia on the right side, looking for that end zone. If he can get there, stretching it out, and he is not going to get it down
there
at the 10-yard line. So a 9-yard run to end it. The Macs win it 42-0. Back at the postgame in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef. That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
The Macs do it on this homecoming Saturday, winning at home over Bruce by a final score of 42-0. 35 of those points coming in the first half, and an exciting double reverse touchdown. We'll get for you in the highlights here in a moment in the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And, hey, as we get into the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, first of all, one more time, give yourself a cost of living increase. Why not, friends? Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 an hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. Do yourself a favor. Well, Carter Grill, McDonald Senior, pretty nice result in this homecoming game. Max 2-2, 1-0 in the conference.
Yeah, it feels good because, you know, these past couple of years, the homecoming games haven't been too great for us. So I think this is one of the only ones that I remember for homecoming that we've actually won. And so I know the guys will feel good about that because those seniors out there, I don't think we've won a homecoming game for their time. But no, it's good for them. Good for us to get a win in the conference. That's the big thing. So, yeah, it's good times.
Absolutely. And as we get into the highlights, lots of things to recap from the first half and one highlight from the second half. Let's do it one more time here on WDOGO Sports. I formation. Under center, it's Grant Smisky, the sophomore. He's going to pitch at the left side. This is going to be Dawson Moulton into the end zone. No problem. And the Macs go up 6-0 with 7.5 minutes to go first quarter. And then the Macs were not done, as that was just the first of multiple touchdowns from Dawson Moulton in quarter number one for McDonald. Math class. Pitch out.
Another one.
Far side. Dawson Moulton sees the end zone. He's going to get there for a touchdown. And with 49 seconds to go in the first quarter, Dawson Moulton, the freshman, gets his second scoring run of this first period, putting the Macs up 13-0. But then David Anderson, the sophomore, recovered a kick 30 yards downfield, setting the Macs up for their third first quarter touchdown. Smisky from the 10-yard line. Says first and goal from the 10. I'm not sure they can get a first down. I don't think so. Oh, there's the run into the end zone. Touchdown.
Another one.
Dawson Moulton ran to the right side and then headed it upfield, and there was nothing but daylight, and he's got his third score of the first quarter. And this one comes with 14.6 left in the first quarter. And the Macs continued their high-scoring first half in the second period. After Bruce had lost a fumble I believe, I don't know, we may have Bruce losing the fumble. Can we use that as a highlight? We might as well. This is the postgame. Here we go.
Exactly.
All right, second down at 8 from the 37. Bruce going left to right. The white uniforms, red helmets, red numeraling, and numerals and letter. There's a
bobble,
yeah, loose ball on the field at about the 39-yard line. And initial indication is McDonald got the fumble. And it was fumbled initially a little bit. The snap wasn't great. And then yeah. Popovich trying to hand it off to the ball carrier. They fumble. So McDonald then taking advantage of the first of four turnovers. Second of four.
Yep.
All right, in the Johnson roll-off red zone now. Grant Smisky. Smisky fires one. He's got Tetrault. Tetrault's going to get into that end zone for a score. 27-0. McDonald with 9:17 to go in this first half. As the Max then continuing to build on that lead, going up 27-0. And then they weren't done, though. There was more scoring to take place for the Max in the second half. Take it over there, second quarter. Now Johnson roll off red zone, and the handoff, and they're going to go to Fritz, and Fritz is going to get his way into the end zone for the touchdown, and McDonald takes a 35-0 lead with 7:21 to go in this first half. And it was a record-setting half and game as we saw Dale Tetrault holding this football on the sideline in the second half. Here's why. Quarterback action in the second half, but right now it's still Grant Smisky, the sophomore starter. Back to pass, short drop. He's got a receiver. Tetrault breaks the record.
Yep, there it is.
All-time most receptions in McDonald school history, and I think he knows it.
Yep.
And he wasn't done at that particular point. He did have a total of 8 catches in the first half. He needed 5 to tie, 6 to beat the record, and ultimately finishes with 8 catches. And then we had some technical difficulties in terms of that highlight in the second half, but you'll certainly be able to catch it in the podcast that will get posted here later this afternoon. But it was a fourth down play, 4th and 8 from the 37, the handoff to Dawson Moulton in that first possession of the third quarter. And then he's running around the near side, the right side, hands it off in the double reverse to Dale Tetrault, who goes all the way to pay dirt around the left side, dodging and avoiding defenders with his speed and evasiveness. And in for 6 more, the extra point good. As McDonald goes on to a 42-0 win, Carter Grill.
Yeah, going back to like Dale and all that. I mean, he knew coming into this game what he had to do. He exceeded that. We all knew he was going to break it today, but that kid puts in so much work. His work ethic is just unmatched. It's unbelievable.
Well, we're going to be joined on the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. It's like the decathlon, where you coach a game, and then you come up and you join us in the postgame. Mark Maloney, congratulations on a sweet homecoming win, and you start the conference 1-0.
Yes, I mean, this is the way we sort of expected this game to go. I mean, that's what you expect, and it's really good to see that it comes true. The kids just played tremendous defense out there, and that's what we expected. That's what we wanted. And they came through.
Yeah, it's a great way to start the conference and winning a homecoming game like this. But, hey, Dawson Moulton on the ground, over 150 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns, all in the first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, Dawson is such a quick kid, you know, and he's kind of stepping up, filling in for Evan Eckes, who's our senior halfback, and he's still kind of – we gave Evan a couple touches there, but, you know, if we can keep him rested up on his ankle and with Dawson filling in there – you know, then we start rotating those two guys. Holy cow, that's going to be a pretty good tandem there. So, but Dawson is just a fantastic football player. He's fast.
Ultimately, how much usage would you? Rinser had a couple of carries. How much can he get in the backfield?
Brady,
yeah.
Well, you know, he rotates at fullback. Mm-hmm. So I got him and Daniel Fritz that rotate at fullback. So I kind of give those guys touches, and you know, they're our blood and guts guys. You know, I tell them on the dive play, I want 3 yards and a pint of blood. That's all I want. But and that's what they do.
You had to like, though, I mean, like you said, it started with the defense. We made that our Toys and Ford keys to the game, and you guys took care of business on the ground. Nice to pitch that 42-0 shutout, right?
Oh, exactly. You know, and again, that's what we talked about. You know, Coach Winger kind of made the point that in the last couple of games, we had 94 points put up against us in 2 games. Mm-hmm. And he said that was our goal, was to not let that happen. And, again, it was good to see our defense come up and stop them right away and then put the points on the board.
Very creative play call in your lone second half touchdown. Fourth and eight, you got Moulton to Tetrault. So talk to me about that run, and then Tetrault setting the receptions record for the school.
Yes, I mean, yeah, I mean, we knew Dale had five to tie it, six to break it, and he broke it. And now he's got the rest of the year. I told him, he says he's got the rest of the year to set the bar now, right? Because
wow.
He's got, because it's all receptions.
Yeah.
And it's for the career, right? So he's got plenty of games left to set that bar really, really high.
And there's been some great receivers in McDonald history.
Oh, exactly. You know, and David Anderson on the other side is a fantastic. And they, you know, defensively, Bruce kind of knew that. I mean, they were back covering two, that which opened it up for Dawson in our running game. Mm-hmm. You know, where they got to respect David and they got to respect Daniel. Or Dale,
mm-hmm.
and it just opens up our running game.
Right.
But Dale just says, you know, give me the ball. You know, just put it in my hands and I'll make it happen. And that's what we did with the reverse. We practiced that from day one.
Okay.
We got that, and we actually got a little extra out of that. That I better not tell anybody over the air what's coming next. But we practiced that every day in practice.
Yeah.
And this was the first, well, the second time we ran it against Greenwood. But yeah, and Dale says, you know, we get him in open air, you know, he can do a lot of damage.
We don't want to overlook Grant Smiski because he's running this thing. He had some nice runs. I mean, just a cool customer back there.
Yes, he is. You know, and I didn't want that to happen. But mm-hmm. he's such a smart kid. He's such a physical, and now he's coming on, you know, he was kind
of athletic
and he was nursing his shoulder. So I kind of was protecting him for quite mm-hmm. a while, but now I see the way he's running the ball. I actually talked to him on the sideline. I says, it looks like you're ready to run the ball.
Yeah.
And he says, yes, I am. He says, so,
that's
you know,
right. We're
going to get him in the mix there too.
Very good. Well, coach, exciting. This is a meaningful win. And now you got Cornell coming up. Tell us about that.
Well, we're not real sure. You know, we haven't seen much on Cornell yet.
Lost to Prairie Farm last night.
Yep. And Prairie Farm's a good team. So, you know, again, we're gonna get in the film and take care of business. And we're just going to keep doing
what we do. You want to build on this?
Yes,
stuff,
we
right?
do.
So, all right, coach, we'll see you in a couple weeks for New Auburn. All right.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Mark.
Sounds good. Coach Mark Maloney, we're stretching him here by having him come join us here in the postgame. And exciting win for the Macs here. On WDOGO, as we turn to the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap in our post-class and mirror post-game show on WDOGO Sports. And these are the numbers. I had about 45 carries for the Macs today, and doing the math, I'll tell you the total yardage, 154 for Dawson Moulton on 22 carries. Meanwhile, Stepp, the backup quarterback, one carry for minus two. He had Eckes, three carries for 30 today, so not a lot back there, but hopefully he's more against Cornell next week. Four carries for 19 for Grant Smiski out of that starting quarterback position. Holm, the backup running back, had five carries for 31, had one run for 26. Fritz, the fullback, had a total of five carries for 24, but he also did have a six-yard touchdown run as well. And then Dale Tetrault, the run for 37 yards for the touchdown in the reverse in the third quarter. Defensively, you got to love what the Macs did, Carter. 27 carries for 113 yards. And again, 70 of those yards came on the final drive against the backup defense by this Ronan Garcia.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's not really fair.
No, you're right. It's not fair, but I mean.
I mean, statistics.
Statistics, yes.
It's not as accurate.
Exactly, yeah.
But they only had two pass completions, a 29-yarder to Jake Tome and a 22-yarder to Hadamaki. Meanwhile, Grant Smiski did his damage in the first half, as we told you about, with a total of 93 yards through the air. Fritz had one completion for three. 15 first downs for the Macs to five for Bruce on the day. 32 yards and penalties for McDonald against five for Bruce. But all in all, the number that counts, McDonald winning it 42-0 in their homecoming as they go to 2-0 on the season. They go to 1-0 in the conference is what I wanted to say. 2-2 on the
two
season.
2-2, yep.
2-2 on the season. Final thoughts?
Let's see. Try to think here. I mean, overall, it was a really, really good game. I mean, like you can tell from the score, 42-0. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's always going to be something that you can improve on. But, like there was no turnovers today for the Macs. Mm-hmm. The run game was as good as, I mean, you've seen it, except for maybe Greenwood when Evan,
right.
you know, that power runner of Evan came
right.
in. But, you know, it just.
Something to build on.
Exactly. Like you said to when Mark was here, you use this to build on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you also like to see the freshmen come in and do their thing.
I don't want to score myself an incomplete on the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, because it's brought to you by Holly Bovee and Caldwell Banker, Brent Iser Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Easy to remember, 577-H-O-M-E. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. So that puts a wrap to the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. On the WOGO sports calendar, it's the Chihai Cardinals after the 42-14 home win over Eau Claire North last night. They're at New Richmond on Friday night. We'll have it for you September 23rd, 6:35 pregame. Caleb Swenson and company here on WOGO. And on Cardinal TV. Meanwhile, we're back on Thursday, September 29th, New Auburn, here at DeRay against the Max, following the Cornell game this Friday. And Carter, you going to join me again?
Yeah, I probably could.
Please. All right. Very good. Have a great time with the dance tonight.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun.
It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. All right. So have a great time there at McDonald High School as the Max win it 42-0. Thanks so much to our board op, Ezra Van Dyke, back at our WOGO studios. Our final score again, this afternoon, homecoming Saturday, the Max take care of business against Bruce, winning in this eight-man football game 42-0. We'll get the podcast up at wogo.com. Thanks for listening here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
McDonald Max Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Max Football on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress. WOGO, your sports station.